This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show, and it's all about the Akashic Records, but most of all, it's about you. And this is a call-in talk show where you can call in and ask your questions about your life, about the Akashic Records, about what they are, why they're here, what they do for you, and you can even talk about your soul's contract. If you would like to email me a question, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can also call in tonight. You can call in the radio show. You can call 530-413-4520. And if that's busy, you can call 530-413-4515. We've got, and again, my name is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. Now, it's great. Before we begin, I also want to let you know that we're doing a groundbreaking thing. We are actually going to be presenting a webinar, in other words, like where you can learn to access your own personal Akashic records via the web, where I can see you and you can see me. Hopefully you have a camera on your computer, and we have a video conferencing room all set up, and that I have a few slots left. And that is $250, I think it's $255, and that includes your manual. If you're international, then there is a bit of a more for the shipping, but we'll worry about that when we come to it. But also includes a one-hour telephone consultation with me. So the dates of the workshop are the 18th and 19th, and it's going to take place from 1 to 6, Pacific time, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, and that's on the 18th and 19th of June. And if that's of interest to you, email me, and I will give you the PayPal address, or if you want to go ahead and send me a check, that is actually much preferred, but go ahead. You can go ahead and call me on my private number, which is 216-392-5490, or that's my cell phone, or my office number is 216-691-1233. Okay, so I just want to let you know about the Akashic Record Workshop coming up. So tonight we have a question from a wonderful lady in Scotland, actually. She's emailed a wonderful question, and it's a very universal question. And so her first name is Zofia, and so I'm going to read her entire question, including so we can go into this, because this is a situation that many people are feeling today. And so firstly, she says, Donna, I'd like to say I enjoy your program. You're wonderfully articulate, which is something I always appreciate. I'm from the UK, and I live in Glasgow, Scotland, so I can't catch your prior program live, so I thought I'd email a question which might be of general interest to your listeners, not just me. And the question is, I would say that, like many people, I have found my life very emotionally and mentally draining, partly because of an unhappy birth family circumstance, but also because it does not seem as though my spirit finds it difficult to adapt to a human life. I appreciate so many things about life, but it does seem as though earthly existence is essentially hard work for me. I am not depressed in any way, but I am always glad to go back to sleep and stop having to make 100 little decisions you have to do in life. Over the past few years, I have established some independence and stability financially. I've been working hard, and I feel like a flat battery. I think there's many people out there that can identify with that. Hopefully I will have more time, which is truly free. I've been trying to connect with my life purpose, and here's the question. And by purpose, by meditating and asking myself questions, I am sure my soul has talents and abilities which would enrich my life emotionally. However, I've been frazzled in a survival mode for so long, it is difficult to listen to my heart and not just my busy brain. Are you folks identifying with this? Yes. I seem to need a lot of encouragement to keep on seeking something more in life than just work and rest. However, I find it difficult to know what to focus on. Life so far has seemed so complicated. Circumstances have brought me to England, from England to Scotland, after many years of moving around to different cities. Does the energy of West Scotland have a spiritual significance to me? How can I interpret my life story so far? I'd like to add that I would be interested. Oh, that's where she says she'd like to do the webinar. And we do have spots left, Sophia. And then she actually emailed me again, this email is the meat of it. Just to add some specifics to my question, I'm interested in many things from a mental curiosity point of view. At different times, I've enjoyed writing, painting, drawing, being more involved in where I live at the time, even Reiki healing. My challenge is to find emotional satisfaction from the things I try to do, and I often lose enthusiasm and feel stuck. How can I open myself emotionally to the things that I try to enjoy? Healers have said that I seem to be out of my body most of the time, escaping somewhere else, only leaving myself on autopilot. I do feel most comfortable daydreaming and meditating, letting my mind and feelings go somewhere else. How can I make being present in my life easier? How can I feel more enriched by the day-to-day complications, which is what this human life seems to be about? So the information here, and she makes a comment at the very end, after saying a couple of things that are, it says, I guess for some, maybe many, souls, human life can feel a bit heavy and draining, like they're wearing a bodysuit rather than being a body. But however much they intend to be full of energy and vision and lots of love, and she signs it, Sophia. Well, what's important here, and this is a very important question, because there is many questions in this email. But what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying, and just for those people who have never tuned in before, I access the Akashic Records through a sacred prayer, a specific sacred prayer. And that prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy and makes the information accessible. And so everything is done consciously. And so as I am working here with these questions, and again, all consultations are based 100% on the individual's question. But what the first thing that comes forward here is that there are many people who are at the crossroads wanting to understand not only what their purpose is, but feeling totally on the outside looking in. And it's very hard to find your purpose when your life, let me get this right. When you're looking outside of yourself for the information. So what's important, first of all, to understand is that life purpose starts with doing things that feel good, not doing things from a rote point of view. And so it's very important here for you, Sophia, as well as others who can identify with this, to look at your life and your attitude toward perfection. There is a part here that that is that has that is more in more searching, more concerned about being right than being happy. Now, there's a part of you that'll say, no, no, all I want to do is be happy. But the idea here is it's really about, if you look underneath, it's about your desire to, quote-unquote, get it right. And what's important for you to realize is that getting it right is something that constantly needs to be adjusted, because right to you may not be perfect enough for you. Just want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to look at your life. I want you to just think about how easy it is to delegate or ask for help. It's actually very interesting. It plays right in to what we were speaking about last week around generosity and trust. And the reason it fits together is because when you're talking about your life purpose, or you're trying to find some sense in your life, it has everything to do with your own personal trust factor. It's about trusting that you're on the right path. And what I'm also hearing is that many times people will have a hard time listening to their own inner voice about what makes them happy, because their minds are so filled with other people's voices that it's hard to hear your own personal, still small voice. And those voices of other people are the ones that tell you what you can't do, tell you what you didn't do, tell you what you could have done but didn't. And then there's also the voices of telling you of what you should be doing. And so it's very important for you to begin to identify the voices that no longer serve you and that are in fact not telling you the truth. Because your truth is not dependent on anybody else's opinions, and it's not dependent on anyone else's truth. So it's real important, Sophia, that when you're looking at your life, that you move into that gratitude, move into that generosity, and look at your own ability to trust. And part of the reason you've been frazzled and in a survival mode for so long is because there's a part of you that doesn't trust that you're going to get it all done. And so for those of you who are out there that are not sure what to do with the rest of their life, or not sure what their career is, or are trying to, quote-unquote, get it right, your survival mode has kicked up to such a degree that you're not able to listen to your heart, as Sophia has said. And the part of the reason you're in, well, good part of the reason that you're in what I'm hearing, the survival mode, is because you don't trust that you will be taken care of. And so the question then belies is, well, who do I trust? And then you have to notice that you have learned over the years that you can't trust yourself. And so the exercise needs to be centered around you defining what trust of self is. And so defining what trust of self is will help you understand what areas you need to work on. So how does one begin to trust oneself? We're not going to talk about all the times or all the things that created the lack of trust. All that does is beat the bushes to help create guilt or shame, and there's already too much of that. We chastise ourselves for, quote-unquote, not getting it right or not doing the right thing or not doing enough too many times. So the way we step into trusting ourselves has to be setting up certain exercises or certain tasks that we say we're going to do and we do them. Now, this sounds easier than it is, because the first thing that we want to do is start working with huge items, huge things that are really scary for us. And so consequently, we put them off, or we procrastinate, or we say yes when we mean no. And there's a lot of things that we as individuals feel or have created shame around. And so what the suggestion here is to do something that will start building the muscle of self-trust. And the best way to build the muscle of self-trust is to make a statement and then fulfill it. So, for example, let's say you decide that you want to make your bed every day. Some people just don't bother. I'm not making a comment of right or wrong either way. But let's say that's one of the things that you choose to do every day. So what you have to do is, if you say you're going to make your bed, make your bed. To the extent that you feel successful in doing so. Or let's say you decide that you're going to brush your teeth for a second or a third time for the day. Some people just wake up and just brush their teeth in the morning. Let's say you want to have better oral hygiene, and you promise yourself that you'll begin to start brushing your teeth every night. And so it sounds very simplistic, but what you're doing is you're training your subconscious, or the personality part of you, that you can trust you in doing what you say you're going to do. Once you're starting to feel a little bit more confident, you can move into more emotionally charged things. Because emotionally charged things are hard to do when you're looking to yourself to support yourself and you don't trust yourself to begin with. And all of this that the master teachers and loved ones are saying have everything to do with the lack of joy in your life. So the key here is where is the joy quotient? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being fabulous, outstanding, where is your joy point right now? And if you look at what's going on with your joy point, it has a lot to do with self-trust. And it also has to do with trusting that the universe will take care of you. And the information that's interesting about that is that you do have evidence to prove that the universe is always taking care of you. Really look at that. And one of the things here is that trying to connect with your life purpose by meditating or asking yourself questions is great. The questions need to be stated in a way that feel good. So if you're going to ask yourself a question of, why don't I know what my soul's purpose is, you're not going to find out. So if you're constantly asking, why don't I know my soul's purpose, it's going to always elude you. And so here are some questions that may be helpful. Why is it easy to find joy in my heart, in my life? Why do I know I can trust myself? Why is it okay for me to focus on things that are important to me? Why is it easy for me to understand my life story? Why is life easy? Now, you don't have to believe these questions. You just have to ask the questions. And you don't even have to have answers for the questions. Allow the universe to bring the answers to you. Because what's happening is, you know, everything is energy and frequency. And you and I, I'm sure you're aware of the energy of focus. And what you focus on, you bring toward you. And so if you're constantly looking or focusing on what you don't have, if you're constantly focusing on what you're not doing, if you're constantly focusing on what you don't know by saying, why don't I know it, you will constantly elude knowing. So why is it easy for me to know my life's purpose? Would be a good question. Why is it easy for me to work and have plenty of time left to enjoy? Why do I get wonderful answers to my life's questions when I meditate? So those are some things you may want to think about and look at. And I'd like to just to remind you of the telephone number to call in. Remember, the telephone number here is 530-413-4520 or 530-413-4515. Just to change the tact or the subject just a moment, I do want to let you know that Bratzo is going to be in Pittsburgh. And you can, I'm going to see, I think I gave his website out last time. He is the healer that gazes. And I'm going to see if it's up there. Oh, I'm getting there. So if you just put into Google, I'm going to do this right now, B-R-A-C-O. Okay, all right, let's take a look. And if you put in Bracco, B-R-A-C-O, the gazer, you'll put upcoming events at bracco.net, and it'll give you all the information about the upcoming events that he has. And this particular website, Bracco, B-R-A-C-O.net, has He's coming up next weekend. He's going to be in Secaucus, New Jersey, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. In Pittsburgh, PA, he's going to be there June 12th and 13th. Indianapolis, one day, June 15th. And he's going back to the West Coast, Portland, June 18th through 19th. Las Vegas, June 20th to 21st. Los Angeles, 25th to 26th. And then Denver, June 28th through 29th. So I hope you folks can check out Bracco.net and get in on the fun, because it's a really amazing, amazing experience. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi. Good evening, Donna.
Hi. Who's this?
Great to talk to you. Well, I don't know if you remember me or not, but it's been almost 1 year to the date that I've called.
Okay.
A year ago. And at that time, there was the great flood of Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, I talked to you, and I was in just total tears over, they just came and took all of my animals, all my rescues and stuff.
Okay.
And then the great flood came to Nashville.
Uh-huh.
4 days later.
Wow.
And
okay.
You looked into the Akashic Records for me that night.
Uh-huh.
And I just have an update for you tonight, Donna.
Great. Now, tell me your name, please, again, dear.
Pardon?
Could I get your name?
Gail.
Gail?
Mm-hmm.
G-A-Y-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Gail. And you're from Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not because I don't like your... Sometimes I remember and sometimes I don't, so don't take it personal, because they sometimes wipe it right out from my memory. So talk to us and give us your update. Thanks for calling.
I would like to say tonight, first of all, I would like to address to the keeper of the Akashic Records.
Okay.
Thank you for believing in me and giving me the privilege to walk through that experience. Because for you, the Akashic Records keeper, to think that I was that strong as a spirit to do so is a great honor to me and what I understand today. And all of what transpired a year ago has now come full circle. And I am able to touch so many more people in the position I'm in now. I've been able to release all the four-legged little ones and give them their universal place of where they're supposed to be that were lost to me that day. They're not lost. And so many people are making such an impact on the community, and even 20 and 30 miles around, the word is out now on what I do to help heal their animals. And in the course of doing that, you would just not believe, Donna, the people, like-minded people that are in this community that are being drawn into my establishment.
And wow,
so it all
that's
became
wonderful.
Full circle. Yes, yes. So I just want to thank the keeper for believing in me when I couldn't even stand up and hold myself up, that he believed that I would make it through. I did. And I understand now.
Many times, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records understand, they help us. They hold the light when we are too weak.
Yes.
But they know our strengths. And so they hold the light for us, so that they light the path, and then we take up the challenge.
That's what I'm saying, Donna. It's such an honor and a privilege for being allowed to go through this. All of us, including myself at that time, would have thought it was the most horrific thing we could not bear. But now, a year later, I understand. And it is a great honor that they bestowed on me to be able to go through that.
Wow. First of all, you honor me that you're calling to update us, and the masters, teachers, and loved ones are honored that you and so happy that you're able to move into your truth and realize there's many people, Gail, that have its situation, but we as spirit within this body, when we get it about what the experience is all about, that just expands the energy even more, you know?
Yes.
So talk to us about your what you're doing now. How are you helping the animals, and how did you come to be able to release release the hold of having to do it all yourself?
I began to realize that we come from universe and we go back and we cycle. And they had, and I remember you telling me that night when I was in such a grievous moment. I remember you telling me, you said, Gail, all of them have their own destiny too. And that has stuck with me for the past year. And that is how I began to work through it, Donna.
That's
that they have their destiny. And I have mine. And our time together was over. We'll always be together. That's universal.
Right.
And there are so many more. But if they were all filling that space, it had to be emptied out for more to come in.
Right.
And that particular moment in time had become stagnated. And the air needed to be moved out so that
right.
new energy could come in. I hope I'm making sense here.
Oh, perfect sense. Because that statement of things that have to move out so that new things can come in is, first of all, very meaningful to me and in my personal situation as a reminder, so thank you. And it's also an important reminder to everyone who's listening that when we allow the flow of the universe and we don't stop it, block it, or yes, but it, we actually will move into more of an alignment than we've ever been before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's
today, I am so busy going about my life's ambitions and works of helping the people with their animals, and in turn, when I can make a difference in their animals, then I have an attentive ear to make a difference for them. But the universe is bringing so many unique people to this small little community where I'm at. Nobody in this whole community thought I would survive because they didn't think anybody cared about their pets. Well, if you present the right situation, you can not only help pets, but then you begin to help the people too, because it is a bridge that you can cross with them about nutrition and health and, you know, just worldly things. And by working with the pets, you're bridging that gap to start working with them too. And that has been my purpose all along. I just couldn't see the trees for the forest.
You know, I must, you know, we've established that it must be my phone that keeps cutting out. I have AT&T Uverse. I don't know why that happens. I don't know why it cuts out. But I'm on a cell phone now, and hopefully that'll work okay. If Gail's out there and listening, please call back. I don't know what happened, but we really want to hear from you some more. And I'm sure that you folks all know the number, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So to call in and talk to me tonight, waiting for my computer to load here. Okay. My computer is doing weird stuff tonight. Must be a full moon. Okay, it's 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. And I think the reason why my phone is being weird is because there's something wrong with the Uverse line. I'm on my cell phone, so if you have to email me, I won't be able to see the email. So please go ahead and just call in tonight, okay? Again, 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. Okay, folks. So again, Gail, if you're there, give a call. I'd like to hear from you some more. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's anybody else out there that would like to call in and talk, we'd love to hear from you. And because what Gail was saying was so important, you know, what she went through was horrendous. Ah, there you are. Gail, is that you? Are you back?
I'm back.
I have no idea what happened. I think there's something wrong with my internet, and we're not sure what happened.
Well, you know, truthfully, this is why I don't call in and disrupt too many people's shows, because 80% of the time, at least 80% of the time, this usually winds up happening when I call.
Is that right?
Take that for what it's worth. Yeah. And then
well,
they send a nasty virus to my computer, and I have to, you know, have my computer man, he's on standby. I keep him on retainer now.
My computer. That's great.
That's true.
Well, what I want to hear is, what are you doing now? How are you helping people?
The same thing I've always done. I've worked with the animals. I started being a groomer when I was 12 years old. I'm headed towards 60 now. And, but it's just phenomenal, the people that are being brought to me, and they don't even know why they walk in the door. And before it's all over, somehow the conversation gets into, you know, care of their pets, nutrition. And a lot of the people that are coming to me are very beginning to be, you know, there's so much enlightenment going on out here. The light bulb's going on upstairs, as they say. As an old cliche, but there's so many people that are beginning to wake up from that, you know, that stigmatism of being a sheep, and they just continue to graze. Well, if you want to call them the powers that be, whatever. They do have concern here at this point, because many, many people are beginning to wake up to say, something's not right about this whole programming. This whole scenario is not right. This whole matrix. And it is breaking down around the power elites, those that broker power on a daily basis. And, you know, they're just beginning to question things that before they just accepted as, okay, we just go along to get along. And it's just like in my my forte, which is working with the animals and over-vaccinating them and stuff. And, you know, I have some wonderful books that I give away people. And, you know, that breaks the ice. It breaks the barrier, because there are so many people that are caught up in this, you know, advertising has done a number on people. And that was what the corporation set out to do anyway. And it's hard to break some old paradigms. And some people I can't reach, Donna. They're like a deer with their eyeballs caught in the oncoming pickup, getting ready to hit them. You know, that God forbid that they should change their paradigm, you know, because then I might have to change my whole thinking about life. But you know what? That's only maybe 10 or 15%. I still have to have the courage. Even if I lose that client and they don't want to bring their dog back because they think I'm some flipping nut or whatever, I still have to make that effort, because if not me, who? If not now, when? Now.
Right.
Here. Me. Us. This is our time. We've been holding this light for the rest to wake up for so long. I know we're tired, but man, I see the finish line in front of us. We're there. We just got to hold on. We got to keep the light, and it's working. Collective consciousness is here. We are so close. Now is not the time to give up. Now is to throw everything into it and continue to hold that light. Don't give up. Because, God, the adversity that I had a year ago, well, I had two choices, Donna. I could either accept it and try to see the benefit from it and grow and still be productive in what my whole purpose was of coming here, or plan B, just say, heck with all of it, and just go into a deep, dark hole, depressive state, and be gone by this time. And I mean literally gone from this dimension. You know, leave,
sure.
Exit. Those were my two choices. Because what I was thrown at me was like losing my best friends of 15, 16, 17 years. And just, you know, our lives just all being like a piece of glass on the air shattered. And I had those choices, and I had to work through it. You know, that, you know, as the Mayans say, it was the dark night of the soul for me.
Right.
But I came through.
Well, the whole planet's going through the dark night of the soul, though,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly. Exactly. And some are having to get it earlier than
others. Right. The other thing is,
but there's hope.
That
if I made it through, we all can make it through.
Well,
we all.
And it sounds like you're really doing some good work now, Gail. I mean, you were doing good work before too, but now it's almost like you've got a much lighter energy. It's like it's almost you have more freedom.
Yes, yes. They keep me busy. I mean,
yes,
if someone would have told me a year ago that I would be in that space and that place that I am tonight, I would have said, you're lying. That's just wishful, hopeful thinking. That's never going to be, because I had resolved myself that, man, the life that was set and etched ahead for me was, I really began to even challenge the fact of why did I come here? I mean, that's how dark the night of the soul was for me. But thank goodness that it was only a short period of time. And that's why I really wanted to call you a year later, almost to the night, to tell you, Donna, that night you were that beacon of light that helped me.
Thank you.
And some of those simple phrases you said to me, coming from the keeper of the records, that helped me keep on that path. And I thank you so much for that tonight.
Well, you're more than welcome. And, you know, you have to understand that you calling in, you don't know what you did for other people that night, too. Because, you know, one of the things that I have found, Gail, over the years that I've been doing this program, is that a listener will call in with one question or email a question, and it will touch the hearts of so many listeners, because one question or one situation it touches us all, because we are one, and you can't get away from it. And that,
right.
And the reality is that's one of the reasons I do this show, is it's of service to humanity, because it shows everybody how our oneness, and that's the piece that's so important, you know. And
we all have the same vulnerabilities. We have all the same attributes. It's how we use them. And it takes courage to stand up and use those. Otherwise, they're dormant, but they're always there at your touch.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you so much for calling in, Gail. It's just been a pleasure to hear from you. Please email me so that you're... are you on my email list?
I don't think so. But I'll get there.
Well, yeah, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and
okay.
I'll keep you apprised of what what's going on as far as I'm concerned. And I'd love to be able, if you have an email list, I'd love to be on your list too, okay?
All right.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Because we've got this webinar coming on. I'm saying we've got the webinar coming up for that people from all over the world can be and learn how to access their Akashic records through the web, because they can actually, we've got a special web conference room set up so that people can see me and I can see them. And
that's
there's only 12 slots, but it should be.
Donna, there's
one
thing I would like to ask, and I hate to,
sure.
But I'm going to.
Yeah,
could
okay.
You tap in for a short second and... get any messages for me from the Akashic Records Hall?
Okay, all right. And I will. And the caller who's waiting, just hang on. We're going to be right with you. All right, so what's important here, Gail, is for you to understand that your ability to communicate with the animals is your way of actually shifting the minds of humanity to help humanity understand that not only are all the humans one, but we are one with the animal kingdom as well. And your work continues to enlighten people, and what they're saying is that you need to begin to journal or write or document your journey, your information, and the things that come to you after you're helping with an animal. Have you been doing that?
Yes.
It's important for you to start collecting that information, because it will be important information for the humanity to listen to and to hear, okay?
Thank you.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, totally. Yes.
Good. And so the bottom line is, keep on keeping on, because
all
you're
right
doing magnificent work, okay?
I'm just happy to be alive and be in the position.
Absolutely. There you go.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye.
Well, thank you again for calling. Please keep in touch, okay? Gail? Okay. Do we still have our caller on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's everybody? Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Hello. This is Donna.
Hey, Don. Hi.
Who's
this? Dara from South Carolina.
Did you say Sarah?
Dara with a D.
Oh, Dara. Hi, Dara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm great. How can we help you tonight?
Okay. I talked to you a couple weeks ago because I'm interested in your Akashic Records class. And I was wondering if you could look in my records and tell me. I mean, I also want to develop my psychic ability. And I was wondering if you could look in the records and see when I will be financially able to do all of this.
Well, okay. And again, with the Akashic Records, it's less about prophecy and more about choices.
And
what that means is that, we have many choices, and it's the choices that we make that create our future. So,
absolutely.
So the first thing that's coming forward, Adara, is that there are... The words are, there are important priorities that you have that you need to trust to take the steps to receive. Now, I don't know what that means. Do you understand what that is?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, okay. And many times, again, when I do an Akashic Record consultation, either on the air here with information, or if I'm doing it personally on the phone with someone, there's many times that things come forward, and I laughingly say, with deep respect and honor, that I really don't know what I'm talking about, because it's meant for you, and yet because you're asking on the air, it's meant for other people too, and those people who need to know will hear it. Okay, so right
okay.
Now, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So the idea of your finances, they're also talking about something around pride. It's about I don't know what this means for you, but there's something about not wanting to ask for help from the people who can help you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. And so the reality here is that there needs to be this is something they're asking you to consider, that there is a time for pride and doing it your way, and then there's a time for consideration. And they're using the word surrender, and that surrender is not about being a doormat. It's not about allowing people to walk on you. Surrender means you're surrendering your situation. It's like you're surrender to the divine. It's almost like you say, okay, look, I don't know how to do this. I'm giving it over to you.
Wow.
And part of that, yeah, and part of that surrender has to do with being willing to ask for help and not feeling wrong for doing it.
Okay.
Is that, do you understand what that's all about?
I do. I honestly do.
Okay. Okay, great. And so the idea here is remember that because you ask for help doesn't make you less than, it doesn't make you weak. It actually makes you stronger, and it's a strength of character to know when you can be willing to ask for help, because when you ask for help, it means that down the line you'll be able to give help.
I understand.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny that you say some of that, because I had an intuitive person tell me that, well, I know that I'm supposed to be working, being a little more spiritual in my life, with my life path and everything, and being more psychic and working in that way, the job that I do have now, I'm not really supposed to be doing anymore. And I had someone tell me that when I do surrender to the divine, like you put it, that is when money will flow to me. It's that I need to do what my life purpose is.
Well, that's true. At the same time, okay, here's the interesting thing about it is that the act and the essence of surrender does not mean that you put yourself in harm's way. You put yourself in a position that makes you feel financially insecure.
Absolutely.
All it means is whatever job you've got now, you surrender the idea of hating it with the concept of understanding that no matter where you're at, you're helping someone become more spiritual.
Okay.
At the same time, it doesn't mean you stay there, but it means that you create a plan that you can give over to the divine, that you feel confident that you can complete.
Okay.
So, for example, may I ask what kind of work you're doing now? They're not showing.
I do hair.
And why do you not like that?
I like it. I just had lately, over the last couple of years, I just been feeling like, I guess, kind of bored with it.
Okay, so here's something to help you become a little bit more. Because you, interestingly enough, what you're doing is probably one of the most spiritual things that a person can do in mainstream. Because you're touching the head of the human with your hands, your hands have a lot of energy. You have a lot of healing energy in your hands. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Do you shampoo, or you just work the hair?
I do the whole thing. I shampoo. I work the hair. I do everything with hair.
Right. So what you want to do is start infusing the light in from your hands and allowing the light to come from your hands and touch that human being. If they want it, they'll receive it. If they don't, they won't. But that's not your issue. All you need to do is make it available.
Okay.
And so when you're shampooing the hair of a customer, what's being suggested is that you literally start saying how much you love that person and how much you want God to assist you in helping this person understand how much they are loved.
Okay. That sounds
the healing that will happen from your working on these women will be phenomenal. They're going to walk out of that shop. They're not going to know why they feel better.
Wow.
But you can do the work of the divine in a very, very important way. That doesn't mean that you can't be psychic later. It doesn't mean that you can't work with your records. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is that take the divine career and job you have and move into meld into the light of the divine while you're doing it.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
And to do that, it needn't be a special training or anything?
No, darling. It's called You and God.
Okay.
Okay. The idea here is that special training has to do with the sincerity that comes from your heart.
Yes.
Okay. And so the idea is that you make your customers feel cared about, you make them beautiful, and you let them know that, in other words, in your actions and the way you talk to them, that they can trust you and that they can feel good about being where you're at. So it's really about taking your current job to a divine level of love. And no matter what you do, I'm sorry?
I didn't want to interrupt you, but seriously, you're saying that and it sounds so funny because, like, as I've been shampooing people lately, I've been thinking of that very thing. And it was like, why am I even thinking of this?
Because this is your confirmation of what your next step is.
Wow. Okay.
And, you see, the thing is that you do this because, and it's not even anything you have to say to them. It's really more of a silent blessing that you bestow upon them as you're working with them. Because the silent blessing it can be very healing. See, so if you look at when you've got this beautiful woman's head in your hands, and you pray over her as you're shampooing with your heart, and you ask that her troubles be lessened, and you ask that her burdens be eased, and you ask that any discomforts be healed. You're doing this in your mind. You're doing it with your heart. The energy comes from your hands, and it flows to this wonderful being's body, and it ignites and lights the healing centers of this wonderful being's body that align then to the divine. So what happens is, for those people who want to be aligned, healed, and comforted, that will happen. For those people who need their pain, there's nothing you can do anyway. This is a beautiful training ground for your next step, Dara. Beautiful training ground.
Wow. Thank you so much. I will do that. I mean, it's been popping in my head as I've been shampooing anyways lately, and I think I've actually been doing it, but I was just wondering, what in the world are you doing?
Well, allow your spirit's been talking to you. And so fill your day and your heart with love as you move into every day that you're there. And look at each customer that comes to you as another way you can expand light on the planet through the divine.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Very, very powerful.
Uh-huh. You can
makes me
faster.
Feel like I got goosebumps now.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I have like goosebumps now.
Well, the idea here is that you allow yourself to partner with God. And when you partner with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Obviously, I needed to hear all this because I know I had spoken to you a few weeks ago. And by the way,
uh-huh.
I tried emailing you, and it kept getting sent back to me.
What email did you use, sweetie?
I can't remember.
I'm going to give you the right one. How about that, okay?
Okay.
The email
okay.
you want to use, do you have a pencil and paper?
I do.
Okay. It's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, so I-N-F-O, at, you know, that little at
uh-huh.
sign.
At.
Yeah, just I-N-F-O. At
mm-hmm.
okay, Akashic Wisdom, just like the name of the show, AkashicWisdom.com. AKASHICWISDOM.com.
Okay.
Okay. If you have a problem with that email, you can call me. My telephone number is 216, and it's 691-1233.
Awesome.
Okay?
Okay.
And remember, you know, we're going to do that webinar where you can be at your house, okay, with your computer. Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
Okay, well, it's a webinar for people who want to learn about your Akashic records, and it's the first time we're doing this, where I'm going to be on the computer at my house, and there are going to be people from all over the world or all over the country at their computers. We have a special, like a web conference room, like that's on the internet. That we're all going to log into, and you'll be able to see me, and I'll be able to see you. And I'm going to teach you
wow.
how to access your own Akashic records. Yeah. Should be pretty fun.
And that's coming up soon?
It's coming up. It's going to be on June 18th and 19th. And it's going, and it's east, you know, Eastern time, it's 4 to 9 on both Saturday and Sunday. 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, and you know California time, Pacific time is going to be from 1 to 5. I think that's right. It's like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, and then to 6. 1 to 6. 1 to 6. That's right. It's 1 to 6 California time, 4 to 9 Eastern time. Okay.
All
so
right.
If you email me.
Thanks.
I will email you back. You know, it's $255 and normally
oh,
the class is like $333. Yeah, it's a good price, and it also includes a one-hour consultation with me, telephone consultation in the price.
Awesome.
So, yep, and you know, people can send checks or can pay by credit card or PayPal.
Awesome.
So do email me, and I'll email you some information out, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Donna. You've helped me so much. You just don't understand.
All right. Well, thank you, Dara. Thank you so much for calling in. All right?
All right.
And keep in touch. Let us know how things are going, okay?
You know I will.
All righty, dear. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our show, but I do want to let you know that there are spaces left in our
in our webinar. Kind of a first come, first serve. I mean, what people say is, I'm so interested, and then they kind of forget and get away from sending in their check or calling me so that we can get them the credit card information. But you want to know something? Don't wait. If this is something you want to do with the Akashic Records, and you want to be a part of the very first webinar class in the world, no one has ever done this kind of class with this material before. So if you want to be in the first webinar in the world, boy, this is the time to get a hold of me. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com or give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to everybody, you know, that is interested in this workshop. Or even if you can't do it now and you want to do it another time, call me at 216-691-1233. Any time of the day or night, because if I'm not by my desk, there's an answering voicemail that you can leave a message. Again, 216-691-1233. Well, my friends, we are at the time of saying goodnight. Next week, Brazos in Pittsburgh on Sunday and Monday, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there on one of those days. Sunday, actually, is when I'm going to drive in. So I hope to see you there, and I look forward to talking with you hopefully tomorrow night. Might be on the way home in the car. We'll see. Okay. Well, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. With that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. This is Donna Fox saying I love you all. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.